All right, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Had a beautiful sunrise today. Going to be overcast today. Some rain rolling in. And we might get Bill's schedule leaks. But announcements, looks like they're not going to get anything announced until the actual schedule release show. Or tomorrow, I should say, Netflix or a couple different ones that will tweet out some games. Maybe we get there.
Yeah, maybe Netflix does that today.
Maybe. The NFL schedule release has been absurdly just telling us who the Eagles are going to play in late November. So there's a Monday night game against the Packers, which Troy Aikman pitched as the tush-push rivalry game.
Okay. That's the storyline they went with.
In November, you know, get yourself ready for it. It's the Packers that have submitted that rule to ban it. He also said he expects it to be banned, which...
I wonder if he knows, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he just talking? Or does he know?
Who knows?
So, process of elimination, we know 4 weeks, the Bills won't be playing the Eagles.
Okay.
So, I would expect that in the middle of the year somewhere.
Yeah. So, let's talk road trips. 803-0550, what do you want to see? You want to pick any opponent, any spot. Get selfish here with us. What you want to see. I also wouldn't mind, for anyone that's been to some of these places, because it is not the most incredible roads.
No.
Houston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Not trying to talk trash about the cities, but you've probably been to Cleveland or Pittsburgh, or, you know, if you haven't, whatever, you could choose that. I've been to games in Cleveland. Houston is on the schedule. Atlanta and Carolina are not bad. But it's not right. Seattle, it's not New Orleans, it's not Vegas, some of the games that, you know, through the pandemic or whatever, there were some games you might have missed, Arizona, no. San Francisco.
Like next year you get Green Bay, Vegas, Minnesota, like you get a little bit more of a unique schedule, I feel for that than this year. Because this year, I mean, Houston, you just had that opportunity 1 year ago.
Yep.
And Cleveland, you always have chances, right? And it's really Atlanta and Carolina are the unique, hey, you don't go there that often.
Yeah, Allen's never played either of those stadiums.
Right. But, like, again, Charlotte, a lot of transplants. I expect there'll be a ton of Bills fans at that game. And if you're interested in doing, like, a golf trip like we are, then that becomes a really hot, I think, item on this road trip list. But, like, Atlanta, stadium's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've never been there, but I don't know. I don't hear anyone like, oh, man, Atlanta on the schedule this year. Let's go.
Could be fun. Is Atlanta the number one city in the U.S. that people have been to the airport but not the city?
Yes. I've been to the Chicago airport, I feel like, 9 times, and I've never actually really been to Chicago.
Okay, I've been to Chicago.
But a lot of people have been to Chicago. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. more people are going to Chicago to go to Chicago than people are just, hey, you want to go to Atlanta this weekend?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true. That might be right.
Who's going to Atlanta?
I don't know. I'm sure people go to Atlanta. It's a big city. Just a very big airport hub, of course.
You know, I would like to see the stadium.
Yes.
Right? Like, in terms of getting to experience, like, that's a difference with Carolina. I've been to that stadium now for a soccer game in the last month. But that was never like, I got to go see, what is it even called? Everbank Stadium? Is that somebody else? Whatever. I got to go see
Everbank is Jacksonville?
Okay, you're right.
Bank of America.
I got to go see Bank of America Stadium. No one's thinking that about the stadium itself. Cleveland, kind of the same thing. Like, I guess the one thing about if you cared about, hey, Bills are getting a new stadium, maybe I want to go see a palace that somebody else has, then Atlanta might be your trip. I would like to see that stadium.
Yeah.
They also have the stadium with, like, the $3 concession items.
Yes, they do.
So you could really take in that experience.
Is that a Georgia thing? You know, Augusta has the cheap stuff. Atlanta has the cheap stuff.
Oh, maybe.
That probably isn't just coincidence.
No, it could be, though. I don't know.
803-0550. So you want to throw your wish list. It's not the greatest road trip schedule. It is if you don't want to travel far. If you're one of these people.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that goes to every game? Or they spend a year and say, I'm going to go to every road game this year?
No. I have a buddy that went to 12 of the 17 games, but I don't know anybody that goes to all of them. Like, all the road games?
This would be a year where you could get it done pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean you're not leaving, is this right? You're not leaving the Eastern time zone.
Right.
No, you are once. Houston?
Houston.
But still, like, it's not
as far as you got to go is Houston.
Yeah, you're not going to California.
Which, by the way, there was probably a good point to be made. Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast made this point with me that on our Bill Squad show. If you wanted an international game, this would have been a good year to give the Bills one, to make a mandatory road trip. The rest of the travel is super light. So, all right, I'll take my medicine and take one trip to London now, as opposed to, you know, next year. You mentioned some of the places they're going to go. They've got a beefier schedule next year, and if you throw an international game in there as well, now it's, you know, twice as big.
Right. So next year they're traveling to Denver, Green Bay, Las Vegas, Minnesota.
Okay.
And then AFC South, NFC West. I mean, NFC West will be on the other side of the country. So you're all over the place.
I'm going to root for that to be the Niners.
The NFC West?
Yeah. Bills have not played in that stadium either. They could knock all three out that Allen has not played in. Carolina, Atlanta, and San Francisco. Those are the three. Last year they knocked out two he had not played in. Indianapolis and who was the other one?
Carolina?
No, last year.
Last year.
They knocked out
Seattle?
Yes.
He hadn't been to Seattle?
Yes, those are the two they knocked out last year.
Yep. I mean, I might predict the Rams are going to be the team they match up with next year, but
if
they could, it could be the
if
Niners.
They do that, then are they going to Australia?
Ooh. It would be on the table.
It would be on.
If they match up, then right now they're the two favorites in their division. Or the Rams are co-favorites.
The NFL cannot send the Bills to Australia.
Why not?
Because it's twice as far, time zone wise,
okay,
as a Munich trip or something like that. Or,
but somebody's got
to
go.
You send a West Coast team to Australia against the Rams. Have somebody else play down there.
That's a good point.
Right?
Right. You're doubling. Well, not doubling, because isn't it like 20 hours to
it's a lot.
Australia? But you're adding 6 hours, maybe, if I'm being kind, to the Bills travel versus a team out west. Yeah, that's probably right. They're going to do Rams in like
Chargers.
Yeah, Rams and Chargers.
Although that might be weird. You only get the one.
Playing in LA.
I'm looking at the Rams' home opponents next year outside the division. Dallas?
Nah. I mean, well, more than the Bills.
Well,
yeah.
If you're sending a west, like a mid-country team, like it's Dallas, the Chiefs.
Okay.
You can send Chiefs, Rams to Australia.
Send them there, yeah.
Giants, and then two crossovers, including, yes, the AFC East.
They have no one out of division like out west, though?
No. The Chargers. Ooh. It's only the Chargers.
It's going to be the Chargers.
Rams, Chargers in Australia?
Rams, Chargers in Australia. You get the time zone stuff down a little bit as best you can. So for this year, what I end up thinking about when I think of road trips, because I'd like to at least try to take one a year. If there isn't like a marquee, like this will be Green Bay or Vegas next year. Like I want to go to both. I'll probably at least try to get to one. This year, I don't need to go to Houston. Carolina, the idea is pretty cool. Cleveland, Atlanta. Like, this is where a Miami trip becomes a little bit more interesting to me.
Yeah.
When the out-of-division road schedule doesn't look that hot, that's when, like, Miami. But, listen, I wanted to do Miami a couple of years ago, but they put it right in the middle of September, and it was 1,000 degrees. Yeah. And that was part of my thinking is, am I going to want to go to Miami when it's 105 degrees? Or do I wait a year to do that trip when it's going to be in November? And
last year,
correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been 2 years in a row where the game in Miami's been early in the season.
Last year it was week two.
Last year was week two.
Thursday night, week two.
And the year before that,
it was the last game of the season.
Bills in Miami?
Yeah. Remember the flex?
No, that's Dorsey getting
that's 2 years
flipping
ago.
Out.
No, 2 years ago they win the division in Miami.
Okay, right. Okay, so three years ago is when Dorsey's freaking out in the booth, and it's a million degrees.
3 years, it's gone week three, week 18, week two.
Gotcha. The rotation would speak to maybe we get a December Miami game.
The Miami trip is it should be on a Bills must bucket list, whatever. You have to do the Miami trip once. Every Bills fan should do that Miami trip one time. But, you know, you want to say you'd rather go later in the year than September. I get that. But no matter when it is, although if it's, you know, 110 degrees, that might be tough.
Right, if it's week one,
right,
then that's tough.
It's just, it's incredible. Every place that they take over, Bills fans take over Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out on the town, at the stadium, it's the best.
I mean, really, you would expect them to take over a lot of the stadiums this year, I would think, other than maybe Pittsburgh. Because that's probably just tough to do. Pittsburgh selling their tickets. I'm not sure how often that happens. That might be, if I were to rank road trips, like for me personally, I might go for this year. Miami number one, Carolina number two, and I think I'd put Pittsburgh number three. Ease of it. Pittsburgh's great. You know, I just drive there and back. And the stadium itself isn't like something I feel like I need to see, but it's fine, right? It's on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that Steeler game could be pretty good for this too.
I think the number one road trip is Carolina.
Number one?
Yeah, because of the golf potential. Is it wrong? Is
no,
that crazy?
I mean...
Just pointing out,
there is golf in these other places.
Yeah, but Carolina is...
You could probably golf in Houston.
Probably could.
There's
Carolina
definitely golf
has
around Houston.
Endless golf courses.
And like marquee golf courses.
It's the Bills fan golfer dream.
Yeah.
There's that one golf Dublin. Course in Georgia if you really know somebody.
Yeah, it's tough to get onto that one, I hear.
Yeah. Josh got onto it once, I think. Not this Josh.
That's the thing
Josh
about Carolina golf. It's accessible. Carolina golf before yep. Bills Panthers on a Monday night. Hit me with it. I mean, who doesn't like the sound of Bills Panthers?
You could do if Cleveland is early enough in the year. You could do how far is Firestone where they play some PGA events to Cleveland? An hour?
I don't know. I don't know that it's public. Totally public. I've played Firestone. I don't think it's totally public.
Okay.
You got lots of public, beautiful courses there in Carolina.
Something about Carolina, like the stadium's downtown. It's in a nice spot. The golf part of this, the team, maybe that's what's holding me back. I just don't know. That feels like a preseason game to me. Bills at Panthers, doesn't it? When the last time they even played in Carolina is?
Oh boy, it's a game.
I can't think of Bills at Panther games that aren't preseason games.
The last time they played in Carolina, I think Tyrod, they went there and they got a win in a low scoring game. I think that's the last time they played in Carolina.
I'm trying to remember this game. I don't think I have it. Oh, is this the wait, you said they won? Or is
lost?
This the game where
the Panthers won 9-3.
Jeez, that's why I don't remember it. Okay. I'm very happy I don't. Is this the game where Tyrod and Zay Jones come close to hooking up at the end and there was a debate about whose fault it was, and it was definitely Zay Jones' fault?
Yes, the Bills had 176 net yards in that game.
Unbelievable.
They lost 9-3.
They made the playoffs that year, though.
They did. Tyrod was 17 of 25 for 107.
That's an efficient day.
Sorry, 125. No picks?
Only 8 incompletions?
17 of 25.
That sounds like a day where people were freaking out because he refused to throw the ball sometimes down the field.
Yep.
When he didn't have the guys. Okay, well, that's why I don't remember them playing in Carolina. And then you've got to, I'm sure, go back 8 years before that. So, yeah, okay, this is why. There are only two Panther games that I would have been old enough to watch live. That game that you just mentioned, and then a 2009 game.
A drought game.
What, just nothing. 20-9, the Bills won. Fitz at 123 yards. Yeah, you know what? Okay, but let's go make some memories in Carolina. I'm a 29-year-old that's watched the Bills my whole life, and I have no Bills-Panthers memories in Carolina. All right, let's go make some memories. Come in.
803-0550 if you want to join us. And 1-888-550-2550. Schedule release continues.
Do you care where the Chief game is?
Time?
Yeah, early in the season, later in the season. It's been early.
Yeah.
Well, not every year. I guess last year it was a little later, right? The Chiefs are 10-0.
I don't care where it is. I think the most interesting game for the Bills in the regular season is Cincinnati. I think that's the most interesting game of the season.
I do too. That's why, to me, though, like that game you could put anywhere. I'll care about that game, I think, almost no matter where it is, as long as it's not like week 18 when it could mean nothing. Whereas the Chief game, I feel like there are times of the year where it, for me personally, it will, if it's in week 3, I need it to be for the one seed, I guess is all I'm saying. I would like it to be later because I want one seed stakes. Because if it's just, hey, the Bills are playing the Chiefs and we're going to measure up against them and it's so early in the year that we're not even really having the one seed conversation yet, then it just becomes about, okay, they're going to beat the Chiefs and then I'm going to have to not care about it.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the playoffs.
Well,
versus if it's in week like 13 and, hey, you're a game up, you clinch the one seed. You might not clinch the one seed, but you'll be in the driver's seat for the one seed. You win this game. Like, to me, then that gets...
That could be
it
big.
It feels bigger.
That's right.
The later it goes.
That's
the
right.
The Bengals, I think you put that anywhere and it feels meaningful because you have to prove you could beat them. And that for that, that doesn't matter if that's week 3 or week 12.
Yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Good Morning Football has tweeted out that they'll be announcing something at 8:45. Special announcement, you're not going to want to miss this.
8:45.
And Chris wrote to me, I wonder what Eagles game they'll be announcing. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, right? Let's see if we can we get an Eagles game in 2026. Why not do that?
Just that would be
Eagles
hilarious.
Giants, November 11th, 2026.
Yeah.
Why not? You could do it. It would be an incredible troll if the NFL actually said, 1 year ahead of time, we have scheduled an Eagles-Giants game to let everybody know.
One thing I heard Mike North say with sales that the Giants could get more primetime games than you think. Which I feel like that's always the case, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Giants getting a lot of primetime games, even when they're not that good of a team.
Their quarterback, I mean, Russell Wilson rates a little bit, and they've got a young quarterback.
Yep. They're probably going to have a great defense.
Yeah, I think they could be okay. The division's got no pushovers. NFC East?
No, if
the Giants are respectable, there are no pushovers in that division.
That's a good division. If the Giants aren't like terrible, then that's a very good division.
All right, here's one. Paul writes in, Ryder Cup at Bethpage, September 26th to 28th. Can we get the Bills at the Jets to line up with that? You could try.
26th to 28th.
You could aim for that. I mean, tickets to the Ryder Cup will be three times as expensive as your football ticket.
They are so expensive. You have no idea how expensive those tickets are.
So that's a Friday to Sunday. Like, all right, Bills at Jets Monday night the 29th. You could make a Ryder Cup Bills-Jets trip.
Would they play, though, in New York on Monday night 3 years in a row? Because
It's been two years in a row?
It was the opener, the Monday night opener 2 years ago, and then last year it's middle of the year Monday night. So... I don't know if they care about that, though.
That's right. Last year, Monday night, they gave up a Hail Mary.
They did at halftime.
To Rodgers.
I was there. Yeah. It was the odd game being in a road division opponent, and everyone was, like, friendly at the end of the game because we all looked around, like, this is – like talking to Jets fans. This is a terrible football game, right?
Yeah.
Because the refs were just –
Tons of flags.
It's probably the worst officiated – now that it's not recency bias, that's the worst officiated game I've ever seen in my life. The fact that you had Bills and Jets fans like nodding at each other, they're like, yeah, this is terrible. Rodgers say something about, yeah, that wasn't a pass or roughing the passer.
Top interception when he came over top of Mike Williams and like.
No, that, there was a roughing the passer call, I think, on Epinesa, and even Rodgers said post game, like, yeah, that roughing the passer that got called him, even that wasn't a penalty.
Yeah.
Like, it was a bad game, but that was a Monday night game.
Great moments in complaining about the officiating.
That game, number one for me. Oh, so bad. Terrible. So I'll take it 3 years in a row, Monday night, Bethpage Black. You're going to spend a fortune. You also won't – well, no, never mind. It'd be on Monday. If it was a Sunday game, you might have to skip the Sunday Ryder Cup festivities, which would stink.
The NFL has owners' meetings coming up. To revisit something Aikman said today, that Packers-Eagles game and the tush push, that – they're going to vote again about the pushing and pulling an opponent or whatever, a teammate.
Yeah.
And I think that happens soon. I should text Sal about this. But there's another round of owners' meetings in Minneapolis this time. And, yeah, because they do the one in Palm Beach, Florida, where everybody goes. But it got tabled to the next set where there's going to be another vote. And that probably happens next week. After, you know, this week's all about the schedule, next week is about will the language be agreed upon to ban pushing a ball carrier from behind. So something to keep in mind for next week that is very much still to be discussed.
Okay.
Because there's Aikman. Like you said, like he might not know, but he said it could be banned by the time these two teams play. In which case, it's not an interesting game. By the way, shout out Mitch Morse, who's all over Good Morning Football.
Yeah.
Former Bills center. Good in the media.
I think you had multiple former Bills. And Sean Merriman's up there, too.
Well, Sean McCoy's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you get some former Bills out there.
Mitch Morse.
Mitch Morse's still active, by the way. Not like he's retired or anything. Wait, No, he didn't. He didn't retire, right? He did not retire.
I don't know that I've seen it officially, but he's probably close. When we return, I want to talk about that lottery win for Dallas and the fallout.
Mike Modano has weighed in on it, by the way.
On the lottery win? Whether or not it's fixed?
No. Mike Modano, obviously Dallas Stars legend, Mike Modano. I don't think he's very active on Twitter. He tweeted right after the Mavericks won the NBA draft lottery, flag for Luka straight up.
That's funny.
They should trade flag for Luka straight up. Yeah.
GetMyPerks.com. Go to GetMyPerks.com for the WGR VIP golf card. There's time for you to still get one of these. Benefits, PGA Hope, and 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf card for one low price of $129. Here's how it works. You get 8 different experiences and or kind of gifts along the way. It's going to be Rick's Direct Golf, $25 gift certificate, a box of Encore golf balls, 18 holes at Destroyer Park Golf Course. That's a new kind of park golf that's around the world, and maybe you've never played it before. Check that out. 18 at Shamrock Hills, Bobolinks, Attica's 10th hole, Diamond Hawk, all for one price of $129, and an hour at Golf Dojo as well. So the simulator for days when it rains. Your golfer gift of the year, Father's Day, birthdays, whatever it might be, graduation gift. Grab a WGR VIP golf card at GetMyPerks.com. Grab them before they run out. And, you know, the gift for the golfer, it's taken care of. 803-0550 on the lottery win and sports being fixed. What's the most likely thing to have ever been fixed? That'll be a fun conversation. We'll try and find an answer there coming up.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
The Dallas Mavericks had a 1.8% chance to win the number one pick overall. They had never won the lottery. Again, they had the chance to get in the top four at 8.5%, less than 2% to win the number one pick, and it is the fourth lowest all time to win the NBA lottery.
We've now seen two lotteries in a row where a team with a 1% chance, 2% chance has won it.
Yep.
Listen, say what you will about the NFL and their draft system not having a lottery. Sometimes I feel like they could have a lottery and it would be fine. But if they were to have a lottery in the NFL, Joe, I'd probably only include the top five teams. I wouldn't pick an 8-9 team so they can go get a franchise quarterback, which is what just happened in the NBA. And the Islanders, right? The Islanders didn't miss by much.
Right.
And they get the first pick. It's just these leagues and their attempt to quash tanking is justified. I think that makes sense. You don't need to have the odds go all the way down to 1% for a team that can basically ruin it.
Yeah.
Imagine the Utah Jazz. I saw a number on them. Like, the Jazz have never won the lottery, or they've gone a million times in a row with getting close but not winning. It's another Utah loss.
Okay.
Charlotte needed this. A lot of teams needed this. But, of course, what do people think? That the most inexplicable trade in NBA history was made with a wink-wink and an agreement from the NBA that we'll give you the first pick. First off, Dallas had to miss the playoffs, which they barely did.
Right.
Did they agree to do that?
Right.
And they got the lottery ball for Cooper Flagg. Do you think it's fixed?
No, it's
definitely not.
It's definitely not fixed, but it's also ridiculous that they win it.
It's very stupid. It's not fixed. It's stupid.
It really is. It is more the universe not like karma not being a thing, maybe a little bit. They make a ridiculous trade and they kind of get rewarded for it. I mean, the guy's got to still become a star, but if he does, then hey, good for you. It's not fixed though. Because, I mean, really, if you boiled it down, would they be, if it was the wink-wink thing with Luka, I guess, the Luka trade, that would be how it's fixed. But, I don't know, like, Charlotte has won the lottery, I think. Like, there are these small market teams that, you know, why would they want Oklahoma City to be great. Like, why would they want some of these other little teams that have been at the top and won? I don't know why they would want those teams to be good. So, I don't know. To me, it all starts from a belief that Patrick Ewing was a rigged draft selection, and then that is your starting point. And then, you mentioned this earlier, when LeBron puts his name on, I kind of think they rigged it for Cleveland, that does not do anything good for the league, making people know it's not rigged.
That's right.
Like, one of your most respected players of all time, putting his name on that. That makes it a little tougher. So not that it isn't also crazy that the Cavaliers did win that lottery for their hometown guy who's a generational next Michael Jordan. Like, I could see why that would be unbelievable, but listen, they had a chance.
The Jazz lost 65 games this year.
Okay.
17-65. The farthest they could have dropped was fifth.
Is that what they dropped to?
They dropped to fifth.
Yeah.
In fact, Edwin writes in the chat on YouTube that not only have the Jazz never won the lottery outright, they've never actually moved up in the draft order.
Really?
Because
they've never had a successful lottery.
They've never had a lottery where they move up at all. The Mavericks move from 11 to 1. The Spurs move from 8 to – or sorry, yeah, from 8 to 2.
Yep.
The Sixers move from 5 to 3. The Charlotte Hornets went 4. The Jazz, 5th.
Like when – yeah, it's just what. Why isn't it consistent? Would always be my question. How come just this time they rigged it and not? How come when Anthony Edwards was coming in as the number one overall pick? Why they want Minnesota? Why they want Minnesota to win it? How come when Zion Williamson, who was by the way a bigger name prospect than Cooper Flagg was, like he was more highly thought of than anyone recently? How come New Orleans won that one? I guess you could make a case for anybody, though, if you really try hard
enough. If you think the league is fixed, you apply to it being fixed after the fact.
Right.
Good Morning Football has an announcement coming up today at 8:45, they say. Meanwhile, the Bills have just tweeted out what appears to be a patch on their jersey for the farewell season at Highmark Stadium. Pete Guelli tweeting this out a bit ago. It's a little graphic here, and it looks like it kind of rolls the stadium into farewell season, 1973 to 2025. I'd imagine this. You might be able to see this logo on what shirts, hats. This, and again, like it looks like it's a patch for the uniform.
Okay,
farewell season.
Cool. That'll probably go on the shoulder, I would assume.
I think so.
Okay. All right, there it is. There's the stadium, 73 to 2025. Is it named Highmark Stadium in the logo?
It doesn't say. Yes, it does, actually. It says Highmark Stadium. Yep.
Okay.
It is in the logo.
All right. Good.
The farewell season. Meanwhile, the new stadium. We're starting to get to pictures inside of it. And, you know,
yeah.
We got to get in there again, take a look around because they're putting in seats. One of the pictures, I reached out to John Polka down at the Bills. One of the pictures that Brayton Wilson had, he was there and took some pictures yesterday. There's this, what appears to be, floating level underneath the canopy. Looks like a giant kind of catwalk. I didn't know what it was, and I sent a picture to John and said, like, what is this? And exactly that. It's a floating catwalk that moves around the exterior of the upper deck underneath the canopy to install all the things they have to do.
Right, because they have to get up there somehow.
Yeah, think of like a gondola that can move.
Right.
So.
Does that thing stay... It doesn't rock, though, does it?
It will slowly move around as they install it.
I know, but like when you're on it, like it's not a swing. It's not gonna swing. Like it's very sturdy. Or would it move?
It might move like scaffolding does, which doesn't move but does move.
Yeah,
who knows? Anthony in Buffalo. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Good morning, guys. You're talking about the lottery, and in my opinion, I think it's so easy to rig a lottery over having the worst team in the league have the number one pick. You know, it's same thing with the NHL. You know, when Bedard came out, I mean, obviously he goes to Chicago. I mean, it's, you know, like you said, it's a big name marketed team. And, you know, the lottery, it's just easy to do, you know, to make up a story, you know, where, you know, unfortunately nothing happens at random. You know, and to them to say, oh, wow, it was, you know, the Mavericks went from 11 to 1, I mean, that's just, it's crazy talk, you know. So that's what I want to say. Enjoy the rest of the day, guys, and
sure.
No Bills.
On Bedard, they had the third best odds. It was Anaheim, Columbus, and Chicago.
Okay, it's not hard to rig a lottery to get, you know, whatever. Especially when you're doing it behind closed doors. All right, like, it's not hard to rig a lottery in that way. Is it hard to keep it a secret?
Well, here's the thing.
Because to me, that would be impossible when to have everybody that would be in the know about that for life never... Like, if they were to actually rig it, Adam Silver says, you know what, we've never actually done it before. We already get, you know, blamed for rigging it, so let's do it. Let's, the big conspiracy, let's actually rig it. So they rigged the lottery, and again, like, the rigging of the part isn't the hard part, it's then keeping it a secret after, and the potential damage it would do to you if it ever got found out that, oh, you actually did this, you would lose...
billions. The lawsuits would be never ending.
Oh my God, it would be...
The owners of the other teams would
right.
sue.
That the like, amount that would be on the line if you got caught is, even if they wanted to do it, would stop you from doing it.
Right, who's in on it? Just the commissioner and the Mavericks owner?
Well, there's somebody in that room, too.
Sure.
Yeah, right.
How many people are in there auditing the whole thing? The idea that it is rigged for the league, to me, is it's a little tough because
your positive doesn't outweigh the negative, right. The potential negative at all.
Utah wants that kid too. They're not going to just be like, okay, we'll take the fifth pick. Sorry, the script writers have decided we pick fifth. You just wouldn't accept it.
No, right, they're going to...
You wouldn't accept it in your own fantasy football league, never mind if you actually own a professional sports team where millions and billions are at stake.
You would get kicked out of your fantasy league, maybe.
If you fixed the lottery, yeah. Has anybody ever had it? Hold on.
I have a story similar.
Somebody out there listening, has anybody ever caught your league fixing a lottery?
I caught our league fixing a lottery by accident.
Okay.
This was like maybe high school in the league that I've been in for like since we were like in elementary school, basically. Again, I think it was caught by accident because this is old school. We used to just do the draft lottery by, we would write down names and little slips of paper and then throw them in a hat. That's it. And you mix it around, you pull out a name, and that's the first overall pick. Until one day, I'm in that lottery, and after it's already drawn, I'm looking at the names, and I'm looking at the little slips of paper. And because two different people had written down all the names, some of the slips were like this big, like 3 inches wide, and the other ones are like these little tiny pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to redo that one.
So an audit brought about a new drawing.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But that's an accidental... fixing, I would
Has
say.
Has anybody ever caught their own fantasy league fixing a draw? You'd be kicked out.
I mean, how would you do it based on, or any of the leagues you're in running a lottery in the way that you could fix it? Like, how would you do it? Like, I'm in a lot of leagues where it's just like an online website.
Well, you would say, where, Joe and I did the draw and here it is.
Okay.
Joe's the witness.
Because you're going on...
Joe got the number one pick.
Right.
And so I got the number two
pick. You're
in
on it with your witness. Mm-hmm.
Good Morning Football has an announcement coming up. We will bring it to you on the other side. So Good Morning Football's big announcement for 845 is, in fact, going to slowly confirm a lot of the international games that we've seen. Vikings-Browns in London. Vikings-Steelers. In Dublin.
Uh-huh.
This will be Broncos-Jets in London. We're revealing them one by one. The Jets host the game. That's going to be the Broncos. Colts and Falcons is the Munich game.
Yeah. Are these good games?
Broncos-Jets. Yeah.
The best of these is... Rams and Jaguars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's that?
That one is in London.
London Jaguars.
That I think is my favorite. I'm interested in the Jaguars. I'm ready for them to get some primetime action. I don't think they're going to get a ton, but shouldn't they be in primetime week one just for the curiosity of what they're going to do with Travis Hunter?
I think it's a great idea.
On that alone. And like, they're not so bad that it's a joke if you put them on. So... yeah, I would like to see the Jaguars. And Jaguars-Rams, though, to me is the best of the London games. No, the Germany game, yeah, Colts and Falcons. Meh. And then Madrid.
Which is?
Washington, Miami. That's pretty good.
It's okay.
That's your 9:30 slate throughout the season. I like a 9:30 game like every week.
There'll be a bunch.
Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 weeks in a row, it looks like, where they'll have a 9:30 a.m. game, starting with the Dublin game.
If you check out our stream right now, we're going to show you the logo. We're going to do it now. We're going to do it 9 o'clock. The Bills have this new logo they're going to wear on their jersey at least once. A Highmark Stadium farewell season logo, 1973 to 2025. And there it is, farewell season. It's nice. Nice
not,
logo.
Not to be a jerk, but they could play in the stadium in 2026, technically, couldn't they?
I mean, yes.
Like a playoff game.
Yes.
Or the last regular season game.
In fact, I would fully expect them to play a game in 2026.
Because that would be week 18 is at home. Or it could be week 17 sometimes is after the new year also. So, yeah.
Well, Christmas is week 17, right?
That is 16.
Okay.
Week 16 is
then
Christmas.
They play, there are football games on January 4th in the regular season then.
Okay.
So they could play at home on January 4th.
Mm-hmm. They're showing Anthony Richardson for the Berlin game that's in November. What are the odds he is still their quarterback in November?
That's a great question. Colts and Falcons. Will Kirk Cousins still be on the Falcons? Another question there.
I completely forgot that he's even still an idea for somebody. I mean, he wants to be traded. That's the only quarterback movement, though, is still just Rodgers, right?
Mm-hmm. International games official, no Bills international game, no Christmas night, no
nothing so far.
No Black Friday. All right.
Are we going to be disappointed, though, if there are no holiday game? Like, I'm fine with that.
It's the kind of thing where I'm disappointed only because I like when the Bills get all that attention, and Christmas at 4 is a chance for everybody to watch Josh Allen, but I'm sure they'll get plenty of standalone games. So
sure, right.
Mainly I'm just jealous that other teams' games are being announced.
Right. Yeah. Mostly Philadelphia.
Right.
Mostly Philadelphia. Mostly the Chiefs have had a couple.
The Eagles and the Bears and the Chiefs.
Who's had multiple? So far
the Commanders have had multiple.
Denver has had multiple games announced now. The Bears, as we've mentioned.
Yep.
Green Bay has had multiple games announced. Like, Minnesota.
That's all. Can I get one? I feel like I'm in a meat raffle and all the tables around me are winning. I don't even care what the prize is. I just want my number called.
Yeah.
803-0550.
Hey, Bills fans, come meet wide receiver Khalil Shakir. That's Thursday, May 15th this week from 5 to 6 p.m. Walden Avenue's Verizon store, 3393 Union Road in Cheektowaga. And we don't know the home opener yet, but you'll have a chance to win an exclusive Bills experience.
It'll be against the Eagles.
They're going to play
twice. The Eagles will play here, yes.
Yeah. You'll get tickets to that opener, post-game field access, and a $250 gift card to the stadium store, courtesy of Verizon.